The following is a special presentation of the CLW 83 Network. The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Crying out loud. Why can't I have a quiet weekend?
Why can't you get the cable fixed?
Well, hell, why can't I have a quiet weekend? I just started a new job.
Touche.
So, now that I've got everything online here, this is an emergency broadcast of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. I've brought in Brian Henniger and Jim Williams. Carl Schneer's around here somewhere. He might show up. We'll see. Now, everybody who's here, I'm not as my Ring of Honor foo is not all that strong. But when I get a late night text and two separate IMs about something that's Ring of Honor related, I was thinking. Do I need to hit the panic button now or later? Actually, it was too late at night for me to pull together the broadcast. Mm-hmm. But, Jim, how'd you hear about this nonsense?
Pretty much through, and I'm not trying to be a hokey mark here, WrestleChat.net. Brett was all over this story on the website over the course of the weekend. And let's refresh everybody on what exactly happened. There were eyewitnesses at the event, the Boiling Point Internet pay-per-view event in Providence, Rhode Island, that occurred on Saturday. ROH World Champion Kevin Steen was, I'll say in air quotes, accosted by two fans, heckling, potentially a little physical shove, perhaps. Well, Steen didn't take too lightly to it and got physical with two fans, decking them. One fan dropped to the floor immediately after being punched. The other was crying and shaking after being punched, including a full force punch to the face. And after the fact, this is according to a report from PW Torch. We'll give credit where credit is due. An account from Sean Radican, and I quote here, "Afterwards, Steen punched a kid right in the face and he bled from the mouth. Another kid also got knocked out. They were not plants. I was a foot away and one dude got knocked out and the second one got clocked too. I didn't see what the fans did to cause Steen to do what he did, but I'm pretty sure he could have just walked away. Two people got hurt badly." Another account from another fan sent to ProWrestling.net. Quote, "Kevin Steen assaulted two fans who mixed words with him post-match. Steen grabbed one and made out with him. The man shoved Steen, and Steen swung and hit the man in the face and then hit the fan next to him, who spat. If these men were plants, they were interacting with us all night and very convincing as fans. One man bled from the lip, the men were two rows in front of me, and Steen, in caps, potatoed both." So, that's more or less a couple of takes on what exactly happened.
Because I got, one IM from Mikey saying, "Whoa, what was Kevin Steen on, punching fans out, or were they plants?" Then I got an "oh shit" IM from Carl. Mm-hmm. Then a referee friend of mine sends me a text going, "Holy shit, did you hear about Kevin Steen?" Two bits of video have come out. WrestleChat.net, I believe, has the fan cam of the aftermath. Mm-hmm. Where one of the fans is flat on his back, looking up at the lights, not even sure what state he's in.
Referees were tending to them and what have you, yeah.
Right. There is also a GIF that is floating around. Mm-hmm. And let me get the original source from it, because I had seen it on the fan boards, and I've passed it around to you gentlemen so you could see what was happening, because while we have the two eyewitness accounts, a picture, or in this case, a GIF, is worth 1,000 words.
The credit of this goes to, let me get the name of this, Punch Sport Pagoda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it shows the fan shoving Steen, and then Steen just cold cocking him once, directly in the face. And it looked like the second one, I couldn't tell because there was somebody in the way, either hit or just missed. No, I'm sorry. The second punch hit the guy to his immediate right.
Mm-hmm.
Cold cocking both of them, knocking him to the floor, and his manager was holding him back after the second punch.
Is that Nana?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. But, no. And for the record, kiddies, when you look at these shirts, those are not Rise Above Hate shirts.
Mm-hmm. Kill, Steen, Kill.
Those are Kill, Steen, Kill shirts. Now, as somebody who has been on both sides of the guardrail, since I couldn't hear what was being said, mm-hmm. but as far as I can tell, none of these fans showed any motion to jump the guardrail. There is no reason for Steen to be knocking people the fuck out. The push was a little over the line, but it wasn't worth a full-on potato.
Well, exactly. And you got to think with your head here in these instances, not just for, you know, your safety, the safety of fans, all that. You got to think big picture here. You think these two guys are not going to try to sue ROH for all they're worth? Of course they're going to.
They'd be smart. They should.
Yeah, and, you know, it's... And what's interesting, and I talked with Breitklin Daniel of WrestleChat before we went on, and he's getting a kick out of how there are various people on Twitter saying this is a work. Come on. Really?
If it's a work, it is a very elaborate one, because as you had read from one of the reports, the quote-unquote plants were very convincing fans.
Mm.
And looking at the fan cam, you know, I couldn't get a really good look at the guys that were knocked out, but they sure don't look like workers.
They look like average Joes, really.
Yeah, and the fact that Turner and Todd had not climbed over the guardrail to check on these guys that I saw. Maybe I'm misremembering the fan cam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so I know for sure, because I'm not as big a fan as you are, who are Turner and Todd?
Paul Turner and Todd Sinclair are two of the referees for Ring of Honor. Okay, I apologize. I'm looking at the fan cam now. Turner is actually with one of the people who was down, and Todd Sinclair is reaching over the guardrail, talking to friends of the other guy who's down. And the second guy who's down's got his hands over his face. And I don't know if that's a staffer that's coming around, but somebody else came around in a Ring of Honor t-shirt just before the video cuts off. But, you know, first of all, if this was a work, what would be the point of this, Jim? What would be the point?
Obviously to get attention. Obviously to, you know, get some publicity. If it was a work, and I maintain I don't think it was. I don't think they'd go that route. But, you know, we talked about this briefly as well. As you were getting to the world headquarters there for the NAWC this evening,
mm-hmm.
the whole concept of Kevin Steen just seemingly wants out. Do you believe that?
It wouldn't surprise me after the nonsense we just went through with Davey Richards, and there was somebody else they were having some problems with.
Well, if he wants out, this isn't about the worst way to do it, because you're now a liability. Nobody's going to take you seriously. I mean, I'm not saying that he's WWE material in the first place. He may well be. I don't follow Ring of Honor enough. But who, outside of the occasional independent, is going to take a flyer on him?
That's a good question, because I, you know, if I saw this, you know, if I saw that GIF and saw that video, first of all, I'd want more information.
Of course. And we're doing a lot of speculating. We can never get the exact truth of what everything that happened. We don't know what was said to him, but still, he shouldn't have punched him. Right.
Agreed. Now, and of course, we're not getting any answers from Steen, because Steen is pretty much blowing the world off about it. So he's doing everything he can to set his bridge on fire.
And yeah, on his Twitter account, that's exactly what he's doing.
So, Steen, you really don't want a job, do you?
You fool!
Yeah, the very first post he made 18 hours ago, so from this recording, so early Sunday morning, for lack of better terms, like 1 in the morning Sunday morning, three simple words: I'm not sorry.
Which, and he did, yeah, I was going to say, which fans are going to say, oh, okay, it's a work.
And I understand why they would, because of that reaction, but still. When you see the video, when you see the fan video and the animated GIF, come on. It's either one of the most elaborate works I've ever seen, or it's legit, and I think it's legit.
Of course, hopefully more information will come out in the following days. If anything, I would just like to hear from a couple more fans who attended this event.
I want to hear from the two people themselves.
Yeah, let's hear from the guys who took these shots, you know. I feel bad for any fan that is in the danger zone of a wrestler, because wrestlers do not screw around when they're put in a fight or flight situation. In most cases, they're going to fight.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've seen stupid crap at house shows, for example, that somebody actually put a hand menacingly. Since I didn't see it, all I saw was what the reaction was when somebody apparently tried to put a hand on and give a little push to the Big Show. Seeing a 7-foot-tall man whip around that fast,
with
let's
his
just say,
sledgehammer cocked at the ready, probably.
Actually, this was before WMD, but just the fact that he whipped around and somebody that big turning around that fast would require a clean change of underwear in my case. What? First of all, you got to be stupid to try to threaten a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's the old saying: you mess with the bull, you'll get the horns.
And you know, while Steen was probably still hopped a bit on adrenaline because this was post-match. So this was probably just a knee-jerk reaction. But, again, the kid was not on our side of the guardrail. He might have been talking shit. Somebody said that they spit. One of them pushed Steen with both hands. So, volatile, yes, but it shouldn't have gotten that violent by any means.
Yeah, we don't doubt that the push should have never happened. He should not, you know, a fan should never push a wrestler. You're only asking for trouble. It's kind of like, you know, and you mentioned the guardrail situation. It's kind of an unwritten rule. If you jump the guardrail, you're fair game.
You are. And yep. Anybody who's seen, Eddie Guerrero in RVD when a fan jumped in the ring and tried to push the ladder?
The ladder match on Raw, yeah.
Yeah, he actually did push the ladder over.
Yes.
So, yeah, that kid was taking his life into his own hands, because that means Rob and Eddie had free shots on him.
Mm-hmm. And the referee took him to the ground.
Right.
And I think the referee was Charles Robinson.
I don't recall. I know one that didn't get televised. There was actually somebody jumped the guardrail during Eddie Triple H at the 04 draft. And he got into the ring, and I think both Eddie and Hunter got a shot in on him before the Jimmy Squad got their hands on him and dragged him away. They had him out of the ring and to the back to hand over to the cops before the commercials were over.
Now, what exactly, I mean, because I don't mean to interrupt you, Nikki, but I just would like to know, because, you know, you've been on the other side of the aisle. You know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
When a fan jumps the guardrail, what exactly happens to him? Like once they pull him away, like what exactly happens?
Well, in the case of an in-house thing like what happened at the draft show, they the guys out there will subdue that person and bring them to the back where he'll be handed over to arena security. And of course, there are usually police on staff in case, you know, something else had happened in the stands. Say a fight breaks out. You have an unruly drunk. You got to have that next step up of security.
Because as they say, you have to be prepared for any eventuality.
Exactly. I mean, I've been to events where I've watched the security guards break up fights in the stands, drag the guys to the back, and they're out in the concourse area close to some of the concessions areas, and you can still hear them screaming and cussing. But no, first of all, you're going to get your ass kicked by whoever happens to be in the ring or near the ring at the time once you get over the guardrail. Then you're going to get arrested, period. That's what happens at the WWE events. Now, at the smaller events, I have been very fortunate that I've never been to an indie show. I've never worked an indie show where we've had that problem. Although there's one guy that came pretty darn close at an IWA event. Not at Ian's show. This is when I worked. Super Oprah was jawjacking with this other drunk in the stands, and there are no guardrails at the IWA shows. So this guy starts coming over and giving me crap, and has me backed up against the apron.
And oh, hell no.
I'm screaming all kinds of bloody murder and, you know, and accusations, and nobody's coming over to help me. Apparently, I did not scream the correct thing. To peel the curtain for a second. After it was over, I went to the back. I went straight to the ref, and I said, "What was the matter with you? That guy was about, you know, this, that guy was, if that guy was any closer to me, he'd have been in my clothes." He looked at me, he was baffled. He looked at me and says, "I thought you knew him." Dear referee.
You fool!
Sense the recurring theme tonight, folks? Yes.
So I'm guessing the referee didn't think you said the proper safe word.
I that was the joke for the rest of the night. Do I need a safe word when I'm working out there?
Mm.
You'd think if I screamed rape, somebody would do something.
Oh. You need to get your rape whistle.
I should have just punched him in the junk, but that's beside the point.
That's what I would have done. See me, I've never been in a fight before in my life. Ever. But if I was ever going to be in a fight, I'll warn you, I'll fight dirty.
Oh, sure. You got to.
You have to. That's, you know, you get them in the, you get somebody in the right spot, you'll at least stall them so you can get out of the way and get to safety.
Right. You'll stun them enough to, you know, dodge and weave.
Yeah, they say that for people who fight, who've been in fights, kicking a guy in old Jack and the Curly Cues, they call that move the closer.
Yeah, because it closes off that part of the body for the foreseeable future, yes.
I know, and it'll stop him like a bullet to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I haven't had to, you know, sing soprano, but I heard it's not a fun experience.
But it's just, you know, it's a this is just a situation that is a bit out of hand. While we don't have a whole lot of information, you know, we're just going off the speculations, but as far as we can tell, the bottom line, Kevin Steen just punched out two fans.
Yeah. And wait, you know, if the duck appears to quack and walk and waddle like it seems to be at this point as we're recording this at 7:30 Eastern time on a Sunday night, and there's no new information that's brought out, Steen's completely in the wrong here.
And unfortunately, I could not get in touch with our legal correspondent, Jason Block, because lawyers don't work on Sundays.
Well, we could have gotten Clarence Mason for a discount. What?
I say supposedly because I was working today when I was called in for this. Anyway.
You're not a lawyer, though.
I am a legal assistant to my dear Uncle Paul.
So you are the Eve to his John Laurinaitis.
Bite your tongue!
Oh, wait, legal assistant. I'm sorry. So that, no, you're the never mind.
Jim, I have the chair beside me. Don't make me.
Okay, all right. Let me say to make you feel better. Pony.
Pony. No, the chair seemed to be a better idea.
No!
Doesn't that sound like fun?
No. No. Not the kind of show we're doing.
You're right. We're trying to be serious here.
Exactly.
But we at the North American Wrestling Connection certainly do not condone what Mr. Steen has done. And I want to reach out to Brett that if he can find out who these fans are, we want to talk to him.
Absolutely. We just want answers. We want answers just like the rest of the wrestling community does, because this is blown the internet wrestling community up big time.
It's got a lot of head scratching, a lot of finger pointing, and from Steen's Twitter, Jim, you gave me a couple of choice bits. This is practically a shut the tweet up in its own right.
Yeah, let me bring this up. Yeah, various people have commented back and forth. If you want me to give out usernames, I can.
For the sake of the
innocent. Okay, there we go.
Innocent on Twitter.
Yeah, well,
you're assuming a lot.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find a couple of interesting ones here. Okay. One. Going back and forth here, one fan after the I'm not sorry comment said, quote, "You're a piece of shit. Seriously, all you do is fight with fans either verbally or physically. You're a real tough guy." To which Steen replied in his very nonchalant, cynical way, "Thanks." So he's, and another person simply asked why you do that. And he responds, Steen does, "Because you write like a fuckhead." So, let's see, another one here. Let me find one here. Somebody calls him a scumbag, he puts a heart after that. So he shows no remorse whatsoever. He shows, and if this is characterization, if this is him in character doing this business, and this is a work, and I'm doubting that it is still, trust me, it's a doozy. But
what I see here is it's just that there's all kind of nonsense that's going to fall out of this. Steen, first of all, Steen has one other little complication. He's Canadian.
Yay.
So he's here on a work visa, yes, which could get ripped up in his face over
very
this.
Very easily.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Cornette has probably trashed somebody's hotel room over this. I can only imagine the language.
Yeah, with Matthew.
Yeah. There's Carl.
There you are, Mr. High Muckety Muck.
Hi.
I promise, we will not keep you much longer.
Okay.
But we are commenting about, you know, what this will do for Steen professionally. The fact that since he is not a United States citizen, but Canadian, he has a good chance of losing his work visa over this. Jim Cornette will probably punch his lights out if he ever catches him. Then we'll strip the title off of him and then fire him. I would actually, you know what? I would pay to watch that video.
Me too. See, look, I think Jim Cornette has an ego problem, and a lot of stuff he says I don't agree with, but He's sort of like Al Pacino. He can break bad like nobody else.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, the meltdown from Corny would be epic. That would be worth every second of video we could get. So, Corny, if you happen to hear this, I'd ask you to call me, but I don't know if I want my, I don't know if I need to replace my phone this soon.
By the way, Kevin, if you're watching this, fuck you.
So yeah, Steen's going to be in a little bit of hot water unless like Jim has mentioned, this is the most elaborate work in wrestling history, and I'm sorry, wrestlers in general are not that good at working.
Yeah,
working that many people at once. So to wrap up the festivities, may I sum up our collective opinion of Steen's actions?
Yes. Yes, you may.
You are a dick. Seriously. Dude, they're just a bunch of rowdy fans. Let them say whatever the heck they want, because they go home and go back to their lives. You go back to the locker room and get on with your life. Dude, you're screwed. That simple.
It will be interesting to see where the next shoe drops here, what repercussions happen for not just Steen, but for Ring of Honor Wrestling as a whole. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, Jim, you and Carl are going to have to keep an eye and an ear on this for me, because I was supposed to go on vacation, Mr. Steen. News does not take a vacation, alas.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, please keep a close eye and an ear on this. And if you need any input from me, you know how to get in touch with me. I'm not that hard to find.
Yes, just yell Scootaloo, Scoot Scootaloo. Yes.
Pony.
Or that.
So with that out of the way, I could sit here and just keep potatoing Jim, but I think we're going to wrap up before I send him screaming out the door.
Talk about potatoing. I'm getting potatoed, and tomatoed here.
Precisely.
Not good.
I could press
You will not be missed next week. And Carl, if you even take the pony sounds, I'm gonna never mind.
Oh, you what?
Nothing.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Don't worry.
Thank you.
nothing, Master. I said nothing.
Alrighty.
Pony!
Good night. I'm done. Done. Hold the plug.
Yeah, just come back for Friday's show. Damn.
Say good night, gentlemen. I think we're done here.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, everybody.
So, thank you from the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. This ends our emergency broadcast, and Kevin Steen, whatever you're thinking, stop it.
W-O-R-K, Work Radio.
It's a work!
W-O-R-K, the Big 1630. I'm Jim Williams. It's 34 minutes after 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, the 12th of August, 2012. And yes, we've all been worked. It is so amazing. Kevin Steen, work in the crowd, work in the internet like nobody can. Here with more on the story is WORK's Nikki Heyman. Okay, I'll stop the puger voice. Nikki, go ahead.
I would like to say that, Jim Cornette, if you actually ever hear this, I hope you put your feet up somewhere and light up a cigar. You got me. You got a couple of my worker buddies. You got the NAWC. You got WrestleChat.net. Even Brett Clendaniel is somewhere bowing to you, sir, for we are not worthy of how hard we just got worked. I don't think I can sit down.
We are not worthy. We're not worthy.
We're scum.
We suck. Okay, let's bring everybody up to speed. And WrestleChat's Brett Clendaniel posting this 11:16 p.m. Sunday night, courtesy of PW Insider, and I'll quote it verbatim here. Since we have received so many emails about ROH champion Kevin Steen legitimately attacking fans last night at the close of the ROH Boiling Point IPPV,
I want to let everyone so angered and upset about the situation know that the incident was a planned angle. Numerous ROH sources have indicated that the fans involved, fans used in quote, were actually students of Bob Evans, who did a tremendous job in getting themselves over as actual fans all night, and then did an even better job in selling the attack. So for everyone writing about how terrible ROH is for not addressing this, the reality is that ROH did a great job at their job last night, getting over believable angles that make fans believe. That was all. So save the anger and enjoy the moment.
And this is where I'm having a little trouble. I want to enjoy it. I want to savor it, but my brain hurts.
Speechless.
I am. I don't know if I should be excited at the fact that they are trying to be that real, frustrated that as a worker I got worked.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the intelligent fans, quote unquote, and I say that loosely because some who claim they're intelligent aren't. Nikki is intelligent, of course.
Thank you. I would have, yeah.
No, I'm not, because all of us got thrown under the bus seemingly by this. We all got worked. You know, the smart, and I'm not the smartest of fans. I'm not saying I'm high and mighty than there are. That's Carl. He's chief high muckety muck.
But, you know,
well played. Well played. And there are a couple of signs, and I should have probably thought more about this. When we were doing the first run of the recording, which was 4 hours before this is being recorded, I took a little time, not enough though, to search the Providence area television stations, namely WPRI, Channel 12 up there, to see if there were any hits, any information about this, and I couldn't find anything. So in the back of my mind, that could have been a tipping point to this being a work, but I didn't have the heart to go on that hunch. Because if something serious had happened, you know, a local news outlet would have covered it. Even if it was a wrestling situation, and wrestling is frowned upon unless it's a legit negative thing. But how funny would that have been if they had worked the news, worked all the local outlets? That would have been the coup de grace.
That would have left a lot of red faces in somebody's newsroom, and that would have been worth. That would have been even more worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, like I said, this is an amazing bit of work. I sent a note to said referee buddy, waiting for my phone to ring, or a baffling text saying, "You're shitting me." He has not responded yet. Maybe he's too busy getting his jaw off the floor. As it took me a minute or two once I received yet another holy shit IM from our high muckety muck. Mm-hmm. Because I had just turned my internet back on because I had to get my head on straight regarding what I thought was the situation. So, bravo, damn you, is about as good as I'm going to get when it comes to Kevin Steen and Corny about this. Bravo, damn you.
More or less. Yeah.
Well, no, it's very, very well played, and I should not be a happy camper for being worked, but that's just too good. It's too good.
Speaking of people who are speechless and are left, you know, mouth agape, Brian, anything you want to add?
I like wrestling. But you worked. What the hell did you do that for?
Exactly.
I mean, they're fighting over there like men, and then he punched him. I may have to lie down after this is over. I'd like to say, just, you know, for ego purposes, that, oh yeah, I saw this coming. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody did. I mean, I said that the only thing that I thought might make this possible was Jim Cornette has been going on and on and on about how he wants to do more quote unquote real angles because he's apparently got this fetish for UFC and MMA now. And that kayfabe is dead, and every angle now has to blur the lines between fantasy and reality and all that other bull crap. And I thought that might be it, because you and I know Jim Cornette's just crazy enough to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, bravo to you, sir. I mean, I bought in. And that's what a good angle is supposed to do. It's supposed to buy you in.
And this is one that it pretty much grabbed you by the front of your shirt and pulled you in.
Mm-hmm.
While cussing at you at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, I could make my own joke about this. Oh my God, you work Nikki! You bastards!
Yeah, well...
You magnificent bastards, you.
Yeah, well, that it's official. We now have more promo material, so I guess this was all a good thing. Let me beg the question. Does this... Long-term, does this actually hurt ROH to a certain degree? Because now, something like this, which looked as real could get, was a work. Does this potentially hurt them long-term, possibly? I mean, are there any complications that can come from this? I mean, yeah, we all think this was a great angle because it fooled the masses. Now everybody's going to say, and next time I see something, you know, it's a work. When it could, you know, God forbid, something bad could really happen. I mean, you get what I'm saying, I guess.
No. I got to think really hard on this one because.
Well, can I give my thoughts first?
Certainly.
Go ahead. I'm going to need a minute on this.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to hurt them long term because, you know, the wrestling sites around the world are always going to be able to pick up stories about whether or not a work was real or not.
Yeah.
I actually wished they hadn't had come out and said it until a few days later.
Yes.
Let this fester and foment a while. Let us be part of the moment. Don't just immediately say, oh, it's a work. No. I mean, build up the storyline. Build up everything. But again, that's the nitpicker in me, and I don't like being a nitpicker. But as far as I'm hurting them long term, I don't really think so. I think that, unfortunately, the only problem I do see is now Pandora's box is opened. They'll never be able to pull something like this off again.
Not something you're going to be able to pull off right away again, because the wrestling industry has to have learned their lesson. And, you know, I'm going to drag, I hate to do this, but I'm going to drag the big two, as in WWE and WCW, into this.
Mm-hmm.
With them pulling the curtain back and letting us see what was going on. And it's taken this long for them to get the lines to even start to blur again. What Cornette pulled off here last night was absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But long term, it's not going to hurt Ring of Honor. Short term, I think they had to say something. Because, yes, you could let it. You could let it stew a little bit, let it foment, but there's a couple of other things you got to watch out for. Recall, please, that while there are many of us intelligent wrestling fans, there's a lot of crazy wrestling fans.
Sorry.
What was that?
A little cough there. I apologize.
And if anything, it's one of these things where it's like, we better say something before something happens to Steen.
Hmm.
Because fans are stupid and crazy enough to attempt vigilante justice.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in. It's not a wrestling thing. It's a human society thing.
And the fact that what makes it worse is the fact that Ring of Honor did not act immediately, which, you know, should be a red flag. Mm-hmm. But Ring of Honor did not act immediately. Kevin Steen was being extraordinarily nonchalant, which, again, we just figured he just wanted to be thrown out of Ring of Honor. But we put all our own theories to it. Buying this much into the story, and again, you know, you saw some of the comments that went back to Steen right after the fact, how mad people were. And I think half of Steen's trolling was, oh, we've got them. We have got them by the short hairs. Mm-hmm. We have got them so good right now.
Yeah. I'm reminded of the words of Taz when he was in an angle with Jim Ross. From where I come from, you just got sir, or you got right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got pretty much.
We got got.
We got seriously got.
I mean, we got caught.
Or got punked, excuse me. We got punked. Yeah. That was the term.
I mean, we got caught like our heads was on fire and our asses were catching.
I love those
Southern references.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And again, credit to ROH. We're going to give them all the props they deserve. This is their moment of glory, not brought to you by Klondike, might I add. Though they take the sponsorship, assuredly. So where do they go from here is the question I beg next.
Hmm.
Well, they have to keep building up Kevin Steen as just a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think what's going to happen is Cornette will go on, strip Steen of the championship, have a tournament, and then once the tournament is over, Steen comes running out of the crowd, beats the new champion down, and then assaults Jim Cornette and gets carried out by the police.
Good thing you're recording this. I almost want to take a look, and this was the whole point. Now you want to watch to what's going to happen next.
And that's what you want as a wrestling promotion. You want that level of suspense, the level of uncertainty, the level of what's going to happen next. Many fans...
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No. It's just, you know, it's like the same way you felt after the pipe bomb from a year ago.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that fooled some people. I know Jim Rome, the radio host, thought it was real.
What is up?
I know that... What?
What is up?
What is up? Clones. We'll talk to you about Sling Box.
Track phone. Sling Box. Wow, he's gone to that depth. Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
I used to listen to that show. That's how sad my life is. But,
Smack off.
No, but I know it fooled Colin Coward.
Well, Colin Coward's a twit.
Yeah, my dad, or as my dad calls him, old pasty face.
I have another P word that reminds me. I'm not going to say that. No.
Would you like me to take my headset off so that you may vent?
No. I'm just happy Michelle Beadle got out of there while she could. That's all I'm saying. Indeed. So
her backfield can be in motion in front of me.
Hey now.
But is that code?
Oh my. No, it just, you know, this is a night for ROH to remember. It may go down as one of the most noteworthy nights in the Fed's history. This weekend goes down as one of the most noteworthy in their history because they got everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they got notoriety and they got attention. And you know what? No one's getting hurt by it, okay? You know, nobody died. Nothing too horrible happened. I mean, the two guys sold like champions, something certain wrestlers, Cena, could learn how to do.
You know something, Jim? You should get that chest congestion looked at. It's making you cough all over the show,
yeah,
man.
I had a lozenge earlier, but, you know, Ludens really aren't really good for throat drops. They're freaking candy when you get right down to it.
You know, and this is actually serious. I looked into Ludens. Their active ingredient is fruit pectin.
Wow.
They have no medicine in them whatsoever.
Candy. There you go. I knew it. I called it.
They are the head-on of throat drops, if you will.
Apply directly for it, yes.
I'm going to apply a palm to my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
For tonight's thing. But again, you know.
Hell if this wasn't entertaining, folks.
You got me. It's recorded. You got me. I can't go my way out of this one.
I mean, we could, in theory, just delete the whole broadcast and say we never did it, but we're a bit more high integrity type than that.
That puts us at least one step ahead of ESPN, right?
Yeah, they're the kings of revisionist history. They're like communist China.
So
guess I'm not working there anytime soon. Oh, so much for the rest
of the worldwide leader.
No, I admit it. They got me.
They got us all. They got them all.
Game over, man. Game over.
They got our attention. They got our interest. They've got us curious.
Now they have to keep the interest there. That's, you know, if they can't maintain the intrigue with the angles, then this will be all for naught, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like if TNA pulled out a great angle, and they've had moments where they've had pretty solid angles, but they've all been thrown by the wayside because of, Russo Hogan. Oh, sorry. It's like I have
flesh. Well, they are getting better lately. They are getting, I've been watching them lately. They've been getting better, except for their main angle. They're getting a lot better.
They have been. It's just, and something we didn't talk about on Friday, or you guys didn't talk about on Friday, I don't know, that the ratings have been dropping for TNA still. They've lost, I think, 300,000 or 400,000 over the last couple of weeks.
Because with them, and this is what Ring of Honor did right, their main angle, your main event angle, has got to be the one that keeps you interested.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's TNA has just the absolute worst main event angle going on right now.
With AJ Styles and his baby mama.
Yeah. I don't want to watch that. If I want to watch that crap, I'll go flip on 16 and pregnant. I want to watch wrestling. And if you're going to put a good story with my wrestling, awesome. But Ring of Honor's doing it right by making their main event storyline the one we're going to talk about. Everything else is gravy. WWE had this right last summer with Punk. We keep going back to that. The pipe bomb promo and the conspiracy. Everybody wanted to know what was going on. They're shitting on it now because it didn't come out the way they wanted it to. So all you little threes need to back up and just enjoy the show. As you can see, I have been worked. I should be mad. I could be mad. But instead, my mind's been blown. This is just...
Your mind's been blown. You tipped your cap. We tip your cap. Will you move forward?
Indeed. And...
Clean off the bits of viscera from the walls and enjoy yourself.
I recant all of the vitriol aimed at Mr. Steen.
Yes.
In exchange for a handshake. If I ever meet this man... If I ever meet Kevin Steen, and if they ever bring Ring of Honor this far west, I want to shake this man's hand personally. Mm-hmm. And then I want to shake Corny's hand. I just... Wow.
Unreal. Unreal. So we often complain all the time, and I say we, I mean a collective we wrestling fans, that especially with the big E, the storylines are stale. They're not compelling. It's this is when shit gets real, as they often say on The Real World. Shit gets real, and now what? You know?
Yeah. Yes. Fecal matter became existent.
Thank you.
At this moment.
Way to clean it up for the under 13 crowd. Much appreciated. We're like under 5 crowd, knowing the way society is this day and age. Who am I kidding? Not much more that we can say, I guess.
No, but to that, I say, you know, thank you, Corny. May I have another?
Yes.
Now, could you get your TV show on the air in Knoxville? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, that's the, you know, if they can shore up, you know, more stations in the line of syndication, I'm interested to know how well the shows are performing in the Sinclair stations that are airing it. That would be interesting to find out. Tough to find out, mind you, but interesting. You know, I want them to succeed. I really do. They've got enough talent. They've got plenty of talent. Obviously, they've got pretty darn good writers and pretty good, talent, not just in the ring, but outside. It's just a competitive third would be nice. A third big to compete legitimately on a nationwide level with the E and with TNA. It would be a beautiful thing. We shall see.
But,
I got nothing. I got nothing else.
Like I said, what he said. What he said.
Do 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 do.
Manamana.
Do 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 do.
Manamana.
Do 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 do. Okay, when did this evolve into us?
We've all been born dirty work the radio. You're the chicken and the biscuit. What?
Pony!
Ah!
So, Statler, is that a wrestling show?
Well, I'll tell you this much, it's got a hold on me.
Really? What kind of hold?
A chokehold!
Oh! It's somewhere we have to have, no, it's not. Man, we're done here, because when I start impersonating the Swedish Chef, you know it's over.
No, we just know how bad your brain is bent. Oh, my goodness.
The Swedish Chef is my main man. Okay? Watch.
Yes. Work indeed.
Yes. He gets all the bitches. Tries to chop them up and kill them, too, to make dinner, but he gets all the bitches.
He can get the Swedish bikini team.
Yes! Alrighty.
On that note...
I think we're starting to regret both the first and second parts of this. Yes.
No, this has been gold. This has been pure
gold.
Gold.
Hey, we did a butt. Work radio.
By the way, Nikki, look at that video I put in the chat. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh dear.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and take us home, Nikki. For the love of goodness, all that's good.
This has been the overworked edition of the North American Wrestling Connection Emergency Broadcast Part 2, sponsored by WORK of... Where are you again, Jim?
The greater just outside the Vineland city limits. What he said. Time at the tone, 12 midnight.
With that, we do need to get out of here. We're all going to turn back into pumpkins. Gentlemen... Have a good evening, and please don't hurt my show too badly on Friday.
Can't promise what Carl can do.
It's in good hands, Nikki, we assure you.
Well, I won't drop the ball, Carl.
Excuse me.
And Jim Cornette, and let me just say, Jim Cornette, you are a magnificent bastard.